bracket, bubbly and playful, bracket. So this is like my very first script. What? What? Don't read the brackets. Well, like, that is just stupid. Like, why did you write them down if I wasn't supposed to read them? I'm not, like, some kind of mind person who can just know things. Okay? Bubbly and, playful. So, this is, like, my very first script. Well, you, like, didn't say that. Not a mind person. Okay, like, you said don't read the brackets. You didn't say not read the words in the brackets. Okay. So, like, this is my, like, first script. I have, like, a really good story to tell, and I wanted everyone to, like, hear about it. It happened last night, like, at a bar. Okay. That's, like, stupid. Okay, first, it wasn't a bar. It was a gastropub. And, like, a really, really good one. I don't want to say a bar. It, like, happened last night at a gastropub. Like, a really, really good one. Where they, like, make up their own drinks with, like, cute names. And they have one of those, like, really old wooden bars. Like, from way back in the 80s. So, anyway. I was, like, at this gastropub. And there was this gentleman who, like, offered to buy me, like, a drink. Okay. I don't think he was a gentleman. Like, he was hot. I think he was, like, in a band. I think that's, like, what he said. I'm not gonna say handsome, okay? That is an old people word. He was really hot. So, like, he told me that about this, like, really good drink, and then I had to try it. I don't, like, know what that word means. Exuberant? Like, exuberant? You know, well, I can't say it right if I don't know, like, what it means. Big words don't make you smart, you know? Okay. Like, my motto is, like, I will try anything once. And if I don't do it right, which sometimes happen, I'll do it again. But still, I think that means I only do it once. Like, because the first time doesn't count if you mess it up. But yeah, like, that's my motto. Okay, like, I'll get back to the script, but, like, just wait a minute, because, like, you left out all this really important stuff. Like, it has to be said. Okay, whatever. Okay, just go away. So, like, I let him buy me the drink, and I got it with a straw, because I know how to make it look really sexy when I, like, drink with a straw. The trick is you do this thing with your eyes, where you, like, look at them while you suck. It's super cute. I like his smile. And he's not, like, a creeper or anything. So, like, we talk more. And that is when he tells me about the band he's in. Okay, like, this, like, just feels, like, so weird. Because it is very, like, my story. But, like, these are not the words, like, I would use. So, oh my god, can I just tell the stupid story? Okay, so, this guy is, like, in a band, and they are really, really good. They, like, have this, like, retro thing going on that is, like, part Green Day and, like, part Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, right. So, I'm like, what do you do in the band? And he was like, I'm the singer. Which is cool, because, like, as long as he isn't the drummer or bass player, I'm thinking, I might be interested. Anyway, he tells me he likes my mouth. Like, duh. Of course he does. Because, like, I have this amazing lipstick on. It's called An Appropriate Red from NARS. A friend of mine, like, works at Sephora, whatever. And, like, called me and she was like, this is so you. And so that's, like, the lipstick part. was like, I was doing my straw trick, which gets guys to look at my lips, which is like one of my best things. So I start to flirt with him like a little bit because he's like so cute. And he buys me like another drink. He is like talking about some other bands that he thinks I know about. But I'm just listening and like nodding and doing my straw trick. Like, I care about some stupid bands playing this weekend, right? Whatever. Like, he asked me some questions and laughs at my answers, which is, like, weird. Because I wasn't, like, trying to be funny or anything. But I like it when guys laugh, even when I don't know, like, really why. Anyway, like, he tells me he doesn't think that I can fit his whole cock in my mouth. Which seems like a really, like, strange thing to say, but it is kind of sexy, too. I mean, oh my god. A lot of girls are kind of grossed out by that, but, like, I don't mind. It keeps boys happy. And they always tell me I'm really, really good at it. I, like, end up talking to, like, a lot of boys who have, like, girlfriends who don't do that. So it is, like, my own thing now. It's like my thing, you know. I tell him that I bet he can, and he thinks that is funny too. He asks me if I want to make it like interesting, which is like dumb because I think it is already pretty interesting. But then like he tells me he's got like a bet or something. He said wager, but I don't know what that meant. So he said it was a bet, which I do know. So that was good. Anyway, he said if I could put his whole cock in my mouth and didn't, like, gag or choke or spit it out, he'd pay me a dollar. But if I did, I'd have to pay him a dollar. So, like, he is so stupid because, like, I do this thing where, like, I relax my throat and it is pretty much, like, open and stuff, and I could put, like, a really big cock in there, like, no problem. So he tells me to go to the bathroom because the gastropub. See, gastropub. It was totally important, okay? Mr. like writer guy, whatever. So the gastropub, which is not a bar. It has these bathrooms where you can go in whether you're like a boy or a girl or both or like neither. They call it gender mobile, I think. What? Gender neutral? Okay. Gender neutral. Unisex? I don't think they are there like for sex. Just for like pooping and tinkling and like washing your hands. Okay, unisex, like whatever. So I go to the bathroom and it's a really nice one because it is a gastro pub and not a bar. Mr. Ritter, whatever. I kneel down because, like, I know how to do this. Like, almost like a professional. If that could be an actual job, I could probably, like, totally be a professional. Oh, my God. So he comes in, and I'm, like, on my knees. And he is, like, licking at my mouth, you know, because, like, of the straw trick. And he unzips, like, his pants. And he has a pretty okay cock. Not, like, really big. So I'm not, like, nervous, like totally not nervous, like at all. It was mostly hard, but like I know how to make it like totally hard just with like my hands, so I do that because I want to make it like a fair bet. He tells me it is going to take him like a few tries to really see if he can win the bet, and I think that sounds like fair. So he stuffs his cock in my mouth and he grabs the back of my head and really like pushes hard, thinking that that is like going to choke me or something. There is like no way though. He keeps trying and like trying, and I'm almost ready to laugh at him. Oh my god. So like I could do this a long time. I can tell he's like getting frustrated and maybe a little like embarrassed because I look up at him and he is making faces and like groaning. He finally gives up and lets go of my head, and I remember this time to like close my eyes because I think he is probably going to do that stupid boy thing where he makes a mess like all over my face. I was like, ew, but like whatever. I read in like this article that is like really, really good for your skin though. I know. Gross, right? But he seems like happy. And I think he is a little annoyed with me at winning the bet because he just dropped the dollar on the floor. I tell him I need to fix my makeup and he walks out. So like a little rude, but I think he is just like a bad loser. Just as I am finishing up, some other guy comes in. He says he's in the band too. And I make sure he isn't like the drummer or the bass player or like some guitar tuner guy or something. So he's a little bigger, but not much. And in like 5 minutes, I totally like win another bet. So it turns out like the band is like really big. I'm not sure how big, but I don't lose like a single bet like all night. And at the end of the night, I have $23. So, I mean, that is like pretty good because like I didn't have to pay for drinks. See, it is like better like when I say it. I don't think you really know how to like write this kind of stuff. And you totally left out the straw thing, which is like the most important like thing. Oh my god, freaking writer. Whatever. Okay, so then I find out that if I turn my $23 into Mexican dollars, it is like 450 like Mexican dollars, which is what they call pesos or something. What? Pesos? Whatever. Anyway, if I keep doing that, I can make a ton of money. Like, see, like, that is why it is important, okay? You can't just, like, do it in a bar. God. Oh, and that is, like, how you do the straw trick, too. What? The end? Oh, right, okay, whatever, like, okay, the end.